USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The upstate New York-Canada border remains closed after a vehicle explosion today at a bridge in Niagara Falls. Eyewitnesses, including Ricky Wilson, reported seeing a car accelerate directly into an inspection booth on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls.
It's a vehicle and it's flying through the air. He hit the concrete barrier probably right at the signal, God knows how many thousands of feet before the bridge. It went airborne. The vehicle began to turn sideways and went under something overhead, and then it hit something over there.
There are reports that two people are dead. The FBI describing the scene as very fluid. The White House is also monitoring the situation. Hamas will release at least 50 hostages in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. This comes as Israel and the militant Palestinian group have agreed to a ceasefire in Gaza to allow hostages to be released and aid to be let in. Donald Trump is widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% of respondents support Trump, compared to 43% who said they would vote for Biden. About 10% of voters in the poll were undecided. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week, a sign that the U.S. job market remains resilient despite higher interest rates. The Labor Department reported today that jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 209,000. The Butterball Turkey Talk line is now in its 42nd year. On Thanksgiving Day, about 15,000 individuals make calls with the most frequently asked question, how do I thaw my turkey?
Hi, my name is Christopher with the Butterball Turkey Talk line. And today we're going to talk about thawing your turkey. We can either thaw it in cold water, in your sink, if your sink is large enough to accommodate the turkey, or in a cooler if it's not.
You can reach the talk line at 1-800-BUTTERBALL. This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow.
The National Weather Service's Prediction Center, in a post on X, highlighted two primary storm systems impacting the U.S., with a particular focus on the South and East Coast. Anticipated weather conditions include heavy rain and thunderstorms along the coast extending to the mid-Atlantic, with the possibility of a wintry mix in New England. I'm Dave Collins.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. The former leader of OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, is set to make a comeback to the company that dismissed him just a few days ago, bringing an end to a brief yet tumultuous power struggle that sent shockwaves through the tech industry and highlighted the challenges surrounding the safe development of artificial intelligence. On Tuesday, the San Francisco-based company announced that it had reached an agreement in principle for co-founder Sam Altman to resume the role of CEO operating under a reconstituted board of directors. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.